From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
The Guyana government calls on the opposition to take an active stance against attacks on the country's police. The superintendent of prisons in St. Vincent is cleared of killing a prisoner. And a Caribbean medal hopeful pulls out of the Commonwealth Games due to injury. I'm Ben Mead, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Guyana's governing People's Progressive Party says the opposition People's National Congress should go beyond just condemning attacks on the police. The PNC has denounced last Sunday's attacks by bandits in the town of Rosehall. Two policemen and a civilian died in that incident. The government and the PNC have had sharp differences over the crime situation in the country, and the PNC statement has given hope that the two sides may be able to collaborate in an effort to stem the violence. From Georgetown, Colin Smith reports.
In a statement yesterday, the party chairman Robert Corbyn described the event as dreadful, adding that it was deeply disturbed by the continued killing of policemen in the line of duty. He said the party shared with the community the shock and trauma which the murders and other outrages have created, and added that the situation must be brought to an end.
This further escalation in the level of violent crime represents an even more unacceptable level of deterioration in our security.